everybody, and welcome to another episode of the JDT Podcast. Today's episode is just an under-the-sun conversation. I'm going to be having a couple of friends and family members here with me, and we are just literally talking about any and everything. So, without no further introduction or anything, we're jumping into it right now. Everybody, make sure that you're comfortable, make sure that you're ready, because we are doing any and everything on this conversation. So let's get it. What's up, y'all?
What's up, bro?
What up?
Hey. So, for myself, I got a few questions from some listeners. I have questions for myself. Everybody going to talk about this topic. And I felt like it was no better time
than the present time.
Exactly. Than to just jump right into it. So, we going to do it.
Fuck it. Let's go.
So, one of the things that has been heavily on my mind a lot since being back is just the simple fact of life in itself. So, sis, how do you enjoy life? What's something that you do to make sure that you stay grounded, keep your peace, stay away from all of the BS, and just be you?
I like to meditate.
Okay.
Since coming back from deployment, I learned a lot this last past year, especially about myself.
Yeah.
I realized I allowed too many people to have access to me, i.e. through my phone, social media. So I took a step back, and I don't give people so much access to me anymore.
Okay, so you cut out people. Well, not necessarily cut them out.
I remove myself from other people. I don't cut people out. I remove myself from the situation. Things that are going to, if you're not adding to me, you're taking away from me. And that's with anything in life. Your energy is not right, then I don't want no parts of it. I'll remove myself. You don't have to remove you. But like I said, meditating is something I think I do a lot more now. To get back to my zen zone.
Okay.
I try to stay off social media. I don't go on as much as I used to. I try not to scroll if I'm bored or something. I try to have a book with me or something by me now.
That's so hard, though. Like, I can't. It's not necessarily that it's hard for myself, but like, and it's not even that I do it for in the mix, but it's something because it's so easy to keep yourself entertained.
It is. That's why I said. But you're allowing other people to have access to you, mm-hmm. and then on top of that, it's not even just people that you follow or that they follow you. It's also just the real life stuff that happens.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of negative that's going on in the world. Not that I'm immune, you know, trying to shut it out, but sometimes it's just so much negative going on that affects your own personal. So,
like, your energy and everything.
Yeah, why go on there? Cut it back a little bit. When you feel like you're bored, instead of going to grab your phone and check messages or to check social media or go online to shop for, you know, do something else.
Yeah.
Go for a walk.
The money that you could be spending on shopping could be used as an internal or personal investment.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
A lot of times we buy stuff because we think we need it. We don't need it. Being in Africa, legit, no lie, made me appreciate the little things. Food, being able to drive, being able to go and do things. I appreciate having my house where I stay. It may not be as big or may not be, you know, as nice as other people's, but I actually have a roof over my head.
Exactly.
I got clothes on my back. I got food on my table, so I'm grateful for the little things. All the other stuff is just extra.
Yep.
I don't need to have name brand stuff. I don't need to have, you know, the nicest things, the most expensive things. Those are nice things to have, but it's not a necessity for me. Those are wants, not needs.
Yeah.
So.
That's true. What about you, bro? What do you do to keep yourself the new promotion guy, you know, the new promo? That's him. So what do you do to keep yourself grounded? Like, how do you, like, with all the success with your music, all the success with, like, life, everything, what do you do to keep yourself not only just humble, because not everybody can just, like, it's so many people that try to make music, right? And they don't necessarily succeed. But then, not only that, but on your business side, you're booming there too. Like I said, with your new promo, bro, congratulations. But also like that, how do you keep yourself humble, stay grounded, but also keep grinding?
Every morning starts with a prayer.
Exactly, it has to.
Every night ends with a prayer. And it's usually the same one, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, for me, I always ask God to bless family first.
Got to.
Friends after that, and then me last, right? And mm-hmm. That's how music is. That's how the business side is. It all flows in one. Everybody has to be touched first.
Yep.
You should be the last one, like, on your list, right? Because if I'm saying I'm me, first, all the time, that's selfish.
It is.
It's selfish of me. So I get my balance, is what I like to call it, right? Off of knowing that, hey, my friends and family are doing well. Whether they respond or not, I send that message out like clockwork every morning, and it's early. So as long as they know, hey, somebody's thinking about you, right? You know, and I'm hoping somebody's praying on my behalf as well. But
oh yeah, of course.
You never know. It can be people you don't even know in this world.
Yup.
But to be in the position that I'm in now, you know, if I could tell my younger self this was gonna happen, I'd be out of my mind.
You wouldn't believe it?
No. Not at all. So you have to look at what's going on in the world, right? Like I try to tell people, understand the world you live in and the world around you. So with, you know, Gaza and Israel and all this stuff going on, you know, and we're over here like chilling.
Enjoying
life.
Enjoying
it. You got to be thankful because it can be worse than what it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know I used to be that hard hit kid running loose, you know what I'm saying? And then God humbled me, and then it's been smooth sailing ever since.
Yeah. And that's what, like, primarily for myself, one of the things that I think about is, like, where I've been,
yeah,
where I'm at,
where you're going,
and where I'm going. Because it's so many things that a lot of people take for granted.
Yeah.
Primarily just waking up. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people... It's a lot of people in the world that I realized, like, after this deployment and everything, that waking up is not always, you know, like, some people dread waking up. Some people are like, asking for death. You know, asking... Sometimes their prayers is that they don't wake up the next day.
And it's funny you say that, because tomorrow's not promised.
At all.
To anyone.
At
so
all.
So, if you get a chance to awaken, arise, you know, that's God's, you know, way of telling you, hey, another day to get right everything you got wrong the day before, right? And some people take that part for granted, because there's a lot of people who don't wake up in the morning, right? You know, you may not personally hear about it, but we know it's happening.
Yep.
Nobody lives every day. Like, your day is a number.
Every day is a fresh start. You know, every morning you get up, you got a fresh start to make that day better than the next day.
Yep. And that's what, like, I just, over this last year and a half, may as well just go on and say 2 years, I learned so much about myself, which, number one, it didn't make me fear myself, and it didn't make me limit what I can do, but it made me think on the things like, yo, you're able to really do some powerful stuff if you actually just put your mind to it and just accomplish that shit. Just go after whatever it is you want so you can go ahead and do that. Because the only person that's going to stop you from obtaining those accomplishments is yourself. So, like, when I sat back and I talk to myself every day, whether if it's off of, like, me reading something, me thinking about something, me looking at something, whatever, I talk to myself on that. Like, okay, self, how did you obtain this information? How did you take this in? And then I'll go up and look back on something as to how other people, like, I'll go to Googling and type that junk in. How did other people understand this? And it'll give you the answers right there.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. So, like, I'll do that here and there. Like, if it's something that really touches me and moves me, I'll go look at that. But the main thing that for me was understanding that you aren't granted every day. Where I come from, you, like, it's people that don't even see 25, 26 years old. I gotta get used to saying that being 26, but like, it's people that don't get to see that, whether that be due to death or incarceration.
It's funny that you say that. My son's father, may he rest in peace, he didn't make it to 27.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, if anybody understands that phrase, tomorrow is not guaranteed, and to love your loved ones while they're here, even though you may argue. One thing I do is I try not to go to sleep angry or mad at somebody
at all.
And like he said, you know, tell the people around you that they, you know, if they annoy you, you tell them that you love them or that you're thinking of them. You know, it could be something short. It doesn't have to be a long conversation. But you make sure you tell the ones around you that you love them and that you're here for them and that they need something, because tomorrow is not guaranteed to any one of us. We could be here right now and doing this podcast and literally walk outside and, God forbid, but you just don't know what's going to happen.
Yep.
You got to get your flowers while you're still alive.
Yep.
Yeah.
Enjoy the little bit of things that you have here. Don't take anything or anyone for granted.
Yeah. And see, like, with that part that you just said, I used to, like, live by that, but I was living by that the wrong way.
What do you mean?
So, I was living by that financially-wise. So, I literally, and I was letting music influence me, too. Listening to certain artists and everything. I was allowing the music that I was listening to control me.
Financially?
Yeah.
How?
Saying, like, I had to, okay, talk about, okay, popping bottles in a section. Every time I went out when I was in college, sheesh, we going to have some bottles in here. We going to be drunk. Yes, we going to get lit. Got to. You got way. To. Like, that, exactly. So I was living by that. Even if that meant.
So you was living like the Joneses.
Yeah. And even if that meant. For the next week, I'm eating ramen noodles, or if my mom's cooking or grandma cooking, I'm going to her spot to eat.
So you were showboating.
Oh, everybody got to know I'm in the building.
Okay, so how do you feel like then to now is the difference for you?
Now? Sheesh. That same bottle I go to the liquor store and buy for $300 cheaper and turn up by myself listening to the music I want to listen to. When I want to listen to it, how I want to listen to it, and put my own mix on it right now, I'll have the most fun by myself. Which, I'm not saying, like, of course, I'm all down for fun. I am all down for fun. It's cool. Brunch, we lit. We gonna have fun, but within my means.
So what made you change your mind, or what made you make you realize that, okay, I don't need to spend all this money in this moment? Investment. How are you investing in yourself? How did that flip?
So, number one, I had to realize, like, at the end of the day, everything that I want is still going to be there regardless.
Such as? I need an example.
Whether if there's women, whether if there's promotion opportunities, whatever, like, job opportunity, whatever. Like, it's gonna be there regardless. And, I just primarily had to see my way through it. And I had to grow up. Mentally, physically, and spiritually.
That's the best part, though.
Because
growing up.
Exactly. Yeah. Because one thing that someone told me while we were in Africa, somebody said this statement to me. And they said, you can see someone that's the age of an adult. You can see someone that's the age of an adult. They look like an adult. And when you see them, you treat them like an adult. But just because their age, their features, and all of this other stuff looks like an adult, they can still be thinking with a childish mind.
You're right.
So you may have somebody that's 30 to 40 years old. And I was just having this conversation with my little cousin earlier. You can see somebody that's 30 to 40 years old, but if they have yet to mentally, physically, and spiritually grow up, what you're saying to them or that conversation that you're having with them won't be on that intellectual adventure. That's what I like to call it, an intellectual adventure. Yeah. I like to speak with people that can invest their mind into me. Meaning that our conversation, yeah, exactly. They're going to share knowledge with me throughout that conversation. They're going to let me know, like, hey, okay, you know, I see what you're doing here, and I see the route that you're going. It's positive, but hey, you might need to fix this. I, too, when I was your age, I was moving that same way. Now, luckily, I was granted success. But if you do it this way, you won't even have to face the battles that I went through. So it'll just kill all of that. You know, it'll make your life easier by talking to someone who's not only been there, but done that, as well as succeeded through that.
Knowledge is power.
Exactly.
And sharing is caring.
Of course, like when I was growing up, I got talked about because, of course, I didn't go out like that. And I would rather chill around older people. And like older people, I mean like my grandparents, their friends that would come over and play spades, like all of that.
The old heads.
Yeah. I would much rather chill with them than be around people of my age because of the fact that I was learning from them. Even when they might have been done had a few too many sips of their Cavassier, their Martell, their Crown, whatever, their Hennessy, any of that shit. But
cool even liquor.
Yeah. That, what was that? Rich and Rare.
Rich and Rare. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
But like even when they had too many sips of that, they would still say something to me that I was able to listen to and hear and make knowledge out of that. You know, and so when I would go around my friends and we could make it the same setting.
Young
like
minded.
Legit same setting, like drinks going around, everything. It was not the same conversation. Mm-hmm. Never. Like the knowledge that was being passed out was not knowledge, it was arrogance. And it wasn't until I recognized that I was able to grow myself. And so then when I went to college, which my first 2 years of college, I got kicked out, had to reapply, send a letter to the board of admissions, go in front of the board and tell them, hey, this is why y'all should let me back. I've changed my mind, all of that shit. And still failed. And still fail, yo. But like, one thing I realized is that in order for you to succeed, you got to do it yourself. You got to want that shit yourself. And number two, you got to understand that, like, the only person you messing with is yourself.
You're only hurting yourself in the long run.
Yep.
You got to grow no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
What you do, you got to grow up. And definitely. That's, like, the hard part of going from a child to a man is the growing up phase. Like, not to get, you know, biblical on everybody, but one of the best verses in the Bible, you know, no lie. God said, right, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. A lot of these grown men are still doing childish things.
For real.
So, you know, it's some people don't want to grow up.
Yep.
You know, they want to still...
They want to enjoy what they call the luxuries.
The kid life, right?
And the kid life,
you can't be a kid raising another kid. It doesn't work that way.
That's why we got a lot of kids and not grown men out here.
Exactly. Yeah. You got a lot of kids and not grown men. You got a lot of girls and not grown women.
I was going to say, not to bash the guys, women are the same way. You got a lot of little girls out here and not women.
Yep.
True. But guess where it starts?
At home.
At home. starts at
you
the
got
home.
Kids raising kids.
Yeah.
It starts at home. Like, if you don't put the fear of God in your child,
yeah,
you're going to have a rude awakening.
For sure. That was, like...
Now, when you say fear of God, are you talking about ass whooping?
No, I'm talking about, hey, God can hit you at any moment.
Yeah. That's true.
Physically, mentally, emotionally,
spiritually.
He can hit you at any moment. If you don't get your shit together,
yeah,
he'll get it together for you.
Exactly.
It's not going to be in the way that you want.
At all.
It's never in the way that you want. It's always in the way that you need.
Your plan and his plan are two different plans.
Two different things. Yo.
Your life is already pre-planned.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And this is
you're just given choices.
Yep.
You're just given
routes to take.
Correct. And
my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, you know, that's why I'm thankful. Every day I get up, it's like, yo, you know, I got to get it right. I have to get it right. And I'm not the most perfect person in the world. But.
None of us are.
You know, if you.
At all.
God, if you give me another day, I know I got to fix this problem that I caused yesterday,
even if it was years ago.
Mm.
Nah, see that's the part though.
You say years ago,
but I'm not even gonna lie, because
if you have the opportunity to fix something, if you have an opportunity to fix it, I feel like you should fix it, regardless whether it's a relationship with somebody, there's more than one way to do it. Everybody's
it
way, there's not no wrong way, but you have to make peace. And you have to make peace for yourself,
not for
anybody else.
But there are some things that God will tell you to just remove completely. Don't even go back. Don't even go back to it.
Yep.
True.
And primarily for me, I guess my thing, because I was petty as hell earlier today.
Yes, you were. But we got to talk about it. You were petty.
I was petty as hell earlier.
Let's not talk about that.
It's cool.
Okay, we won't talk about
everything's
that.
Everything's on the table, though, right?
But yeah, everything's on the table.
Everything but that.
Yep, okay. But I was being petty as hell earlier today. And I'm just saying, though, like...
You were petty.
I was wrong. I was wrong. I shouldn't have done. Yeah, it was. But
it was a nigga move.
I think it was the mimosas.
It was definitely brunch.
Hey, but it was funny though.
It was funny. And out of spite, I allowed someone to get to me.
In your space, yeah.
And get in my space and affect how I responded
now,
to that.
With that being said, you allowed somebody else. What did we say before?
We're not letting anybody else
because you're giving them power over you. That person may not be here right now, but you're allowing that person to have power over your energy. That little bit of time and little bit of petty that you gave that person, you gave them a little piece of you, even though they weren't even here, and the energy.
Even though they weren't even expecting it.
Correct. They don't deserve that energy. They don't deserve that time, that thought of, to be mentioned. Nothing.
At all. And, I mean, I did allow that. And my main thing is, because I'm still growing. We're all still growing. We're all still working on ourselves.
Absolutely.
We're not perfect. We all got backslides and we downfalls.
Exactly. But that's the main thing, to never backslide. And although it did feel good to send that to that person, it definitely did. I can't lie. It did. But at the end of the day, I will say this much. I shouldn't have done it, number one.
But the fact that you know you shouldn't have done it.
I know. Number two, I learned from that situation. Like, after I sent that, I literally said in my head, I said, damn.
I ain't shit.
And I shouldn't have sent that. I shouldn't even did it at all. But it just is what it is. And we have to move on from that moment. I continue to grow.
So since we're moving on from that moment, let's move on to a different topic. Because now we're giving that, we're still giving energy
to that situation. You're right.
So let's release and let go. Let go.
It's gone. It's gone.
God is dope. That's what
God is dope. Exactly.
Okay, let go and let God.
That he is. So my guy, this is what I got for you. Relationship. What is, and after I ask you this question, I'm going to bring into the table a question from one of my listeners that they want answered. But out of my question right here, when it comes to relationships, three wants, give me three things that you want, like just overall, like that you must have.
Okay.
And then give me three things that you can't deal with and why.
All right, three wants.
Three wants.
Three wants. I want you to have your own shit.
Yeah. You got to.
A career.
Uh-huh.
And your life together.
Now, when you say life together, though.
Completely.
But I'm saying though, like
everybody has different levels.
I can't say that you can say that you can expect somebody to have their life together completely, because this is life.
True.
Shit happens.
But if I'm going left and you're going right, it ain't gonna work.
But that's the thing about a relationship, y'all gotta be on the same page.
On the same page, but 9 times out of 10, two people ain't gonna have their life together at the same time.
That's debatable.
I'll say this.
I think there's stages and levels to it.
Yeah.
Very true.
Because what I'll say is this. When it comes to a relationship, number one, y'all got to know where y'all trying to go. You got to know where you're trying to go with your partner.
For me, it's one way.
One way is to what? Like, it's only one answer,
it's
one
only
way.
One answer. Like, honestly.
It sounds like it's your way or the highway. That's what it sounds like.
No, man, honestly.
That's what I was about to say.
If you're in a relationship, like, if you're not working, marriage is the ultimate goal.
All right, but still, but you got to understand those. Even with marriage, shit don't work all the time.
That's God's decision.
People treating marriages like it's a damn boyfriend, girlfriend type thing now.
That's on them.
I dig that, but that's, I'm just saying, them. People treating it like it's boyfriend, girlfriend type.
At the end of the day, if marriage isn't the goal,
yeah,
and you just want to kick it,
don't do the relationship.
That shit for the birds, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm too valuable.
Too valuable.
To myself.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying? I'm too valuable to myself.
And we had that conversation earlier.
You know what I'm saying? It's somebody under me dependent on me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can't afford to waste his time, you know, with you. Because you can't get your shit together.
Yeah.
I've done it already. Yeah. Not doing it again.
At all.
At all.
And I feel like once you go through that moment to where you have a better understanding of not only the person that you're dealing with, not only what you have at stake, but also as to who you are as a man, as a woman, as a person. Mm-hmm. You look at this completely different. Like, you look at things completely different because, number one, you knowing your worth.
Yep.
And I'll be damned if I let myself downgrade. I'm not going to go and hop in a damn 1993 Mazda or Honda Accord.
Well, that's the thing, man.
And I know I'm a Bentley, a Ferrari, a Lambo, like whatever.
You know, not to knock the females, right? But that's some of the things they, and we, like I said, we talked about this earlier.
Yeah.
That's some of the things they don't understand. Like, I know how great I am, right? When I'm with you, if you my girl, right, that is it.
Yeah.
I'm not going above, beyond, sneaking, backsliding.
No sneaky link. No sneaky link. Nothing. No nothing. Yeah.
But one infraction from your ass, we done.
You mean like her cheating?
Period. One lie.
One lie.
That's what I don't need.
All right. So hold on.
One lie.
Hold on. So you said one infraction.
One infraction. I'm going to tell you why I say this. If God bring you two together, right?
Yeah.
You got one chance to make it right.
You got to look at it like it's your blessing, basically.
It is. Everything is a blessing. But it may not come in a blessing you expect. It may be a lesson, you know, that you need to be taught.
Yeah.
Or it may be.
Yeah. You know,
definitely would do that.
Hey. So honestly, you ain't have to poke me like that, dog.
This is my thing, right? You know, I ask God, you know, just send me. This is what I need, right? I don't care about what I want. I have what I wanted already. The shit didn't work.
Yeah.
So if I say, hey, you know, if I think about it, hey, this is what I need. And I got it, you know, personally. It's not in the way that I want it, but I got it.
Yeah.
So you treat it as if you don't want to lose it.
Yeah.
But I can't go back to.
Oh, no. We don't. Like I said, like I told you.
I want it that I have.
Like I told you earlier, the only time we go in reverse is in a car.
It doesn't work.
That's the only time we go in reverse. That's in a car.
To me, I'm going to keep it with you 100.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to worry about me sneaking out. You ain't got to worry about me going nowhere. If I'm not in the studio, I'm at work. If I ain't at work, I'm home. If I'm not at home, I'm probably with, you know.
Yeah.
With y'all. But 9 times out of 10, work and the studio.
That's what you got to,
like. I'm not about to be running around looking for you. Yeah, you're not about to be coming in my house.
You ain't about to have me stressed out at all.
No, I'm going to lock the fucking door and you ain't got no key.
Yo, you funny as shit.
All right, so you said you're going to lock the door and she ain't got no key. But if y'all in a relationship, like.
What's up? But you know what, though?
No. If y'all in a relationship, so why wouldn't she have a key? If y'all, together.
But there's levels and there's stages to it.
Yeah, of course.
Age goes into you gotta take age into consideration.
Why does age go into? Let me. All right, hold on.
Wait, I'm gonna get there.
All right, go ahead.
I'm gonna say it. You gotta take age into consideration. Not saying that everybody who's older knows better, or everybody who's younger don't know better.
Okay.
Hear me out.
Thank you.
You take age into consideration. Sex goes out the window, meaning male or female. It doesn't matter if you're a male or a female. Age goes into consideration. How you were brought up.
Yeah.
The relationships that you've seen, the relationships that you've had.
Because that does take an effect.
Whether your mom, both parents were around, that as a big factor for male and female. What is the other one? And your way of thinking. How many times have you gotten hurt? How many times have you allowed yourself to open up to people?
Yeah.
How bad previous breakups were. All that stuff you gotta throw all that into a pot and take into consideration. Like he said, his age right now and the stuff that he's gone through, he may have gone through stuff when he was younger for him to think like this now. Or for you, because you're younger, you've gone through a lot of stuff for somebody to be your age and the way you're thinking and the people that you hung around with. You went from both, the people around your age and the old heads. So you learn from both and now look at where you're at now. Yep. For somebody your age, I will say you are very mature compared to other people your age, because they're just on some
other shit.
Which is everybody gotta get there, hoe out when they're young, I guess, or whatever you want to call it, dating or whatever. But his way of thinking and your way of thinking are two different things. Y'all experience two different things. Am I lying?
That's true.
True.
So, I'm just saying, you got to take a lot of that stuff into consideration.
Because I was about to say, like, me, personally, I like to date older. Because from my experiences with older women, it makes me work harder. Not saying that I don't work hard already, but it just made me work harder.
So, because you don't find... not that you don't find women your age attractive, but what about women your age makes you, I guess, turns you off, essentially, because that's not something that really sparks your interest. They could be beautiful on the outside, but that doesn't make them beautiful internally.
Yeah, exactly.
So and what about women, young women, because you're still young, what about young women your age is not completely attracted to you, and what about older women that attracts you more?
All right, so I'm going to start off with the easier side. For an older woman, for me, it is more so 9 times out of 10, I'll meet them on a business setting. So, like, we'll both be handling business, whether it be something work-associated or just at an outing. Mm-hmm. And they already got, like he said, they already have
all their shit together.
Yeah.
They got their shit together.
You know, so, like, okay. So, if I'm chasing an older woman, it's like, okay, so she got X, Y, and Z. Whether that be a house, car, and assets, and a job, or a business, whatever that case may be. Or, like, whatever. She has her shit together. I'm 26 now. 9 times out of 10, most of the women that are still my age, and as I continue to get older, first I'll say this. As I continue to get older, I keep expecting, like, all right, one of these girls gonna fall out of the club, yo, and let, like, these other ones, like, just take their spot. But it doesn't, it's yet to happen. You know, so as each year passes, I'm just like, okay, whatever. Fuck it. So I just don't worry about it anymore, you know? But for the ones that are my age and even younger, like 23, 24, 22, whatever, it's not that they turn me off, and it's not that I'm not attracted to them, because there are, like, beautiful women on the outside. But on the inside, how can you help me progress? Like, how is it that, how can we come together and make this thing work?
Okay, it's funny that you say that. You know, women do the exact same thing, but they get thought of as, now I wouldn't say gold diggers, because we're not talking about necessarily money, but mm-hmm. that's why a lot of women want to date older men, because what can you do at this point? From what can you do for me that I can't already do for myself?
Exactly.
What are you coming to the table with?
Yeah.
I get it. Everybody's not going to be on the same level, and there's some things that you do have to sacrifice. I'm not saying sacrifice a lot, but I'm saying you got to give and take. There's some things you're going to be like, all right, well, okay, they don't have this, but fuck it. All right, now it's not just what can you do for me, but what can I do for you as well? So what are you bringing to the table? What are you bringing? What am I bringing to the table? I know my worth. You know your worth. Let's talk about it. Let's put all our cards on the table, and let's say somebody taught me you need to put your cards on the table and tell them what your expectations are. So when you're talking to somebody, I think that's a big problem, is putting out what are your expectations. My expectation for you is this, this, and this. What is your expectation of me? And I just learned that within this last year. Somebody put me onto that. Knowing what your worth is and what are your expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of females' problems now that I notice, and the reason why I say females is because a lot of females complain about men aren't doing this and this and this and this, because they're not expressing what their expectations are up front. Don't wait until 2 or 3 years into a relationship, because now somebody's already gotten comfortable and now you're pissed off because you allowed that stuff to happen.
Yeah.
Communication is a big part of a relationship. Not in just a friendship, but in a relationship with somebody. And when I say communication, comprehension is a big part of communication.
You got to be able to retain
it. We can communicate all day. But if you're not comprehending what I'm telling you, that's a problem. And I think that's a big problem in relationships, is comprehension. So I may tell you, hey, this is my problem to you because you're not doing this, this, and this. But you're not you're hearing me, but you're not comprehending what I'm telling you. So I either need to think of a different way to get you to understand what I'm trying to tell you, or remove myself from the situation. It's that simple. One or the other. Left, right, up, or down. No gray areas. And I think that's a lot of people's problems. They have a lot of gray area.
And like, for myself, it's more like what I've worked on in the last year or so is more so like, just trying to, I was always expecting me out of the women I was involving myself in. And I had to realize that, okay, if I'm talking to this person for 2 months and then boom, we jump into a relationship, I don't know that person for real still. I don't know that person for real. And so, like, I've had to extend that grace period, number one, to be able to learn that person more. But number two, I gotta allow that person to be themselves. So I had to stop expecting me out of that person, because, like, out of those people, because of the simple fact is, they're not me. So
they'll never be you.
And they'll never be me, regardless of, okay, this is my girl, she done picked up on my lingo, she done picked up on my moves, boom. Oh, I see me now. I like that shit. Turn me up, baby. Whatever. You know, but I had to understand and realize, like, you gotta allow people to show you them. Let them be them. And that will allow you to understand and realize if that's your person or if it's not. But with all of that being said, overall, if you don't give yourself that grace period, yeah, it's cool to be like, yeah, I want to be in a relationship. We can post cute-ass pictures. We can go on vacations. And we can do all of this. You know, like, whatever. But
get flued out.
Yeah, all of that. But, like, a lot of people are now more so getting involved with people because of an advantage that it gives them to be able to,
an ulterior motive.
Yeah, you know, like, even if they're not, like, people aren't dating now because of they want a relationship or they want to be with that person. People are now dating because of the advantage that it gives them. Oh, okay, I'm dealing with, in the military terms, I'm dealing with a higher ranking. So let me apply some pressure so that way I can get this new rank, or that way I can get put in this position I want, or that way I can just simply say, you know who my man or my woman is. They're such and such. They're an officer. They got rank or whatever, you know, to promote themselves. Or on the regular side of it, my man got, or my woman got 3-4 jobs and bringing in 6-7 figures. So now I'm able to, I don't even have to work. Forget all of that.
So people ain't dating or not being in relationships for the right reason. Is exactly. What you're saying.
They're not.
But a lot of people are jumping into relationships head first without having proper foundation. Yep. When you date somebody, you need to actually date them to get to know them. And I mean, like, go on dates. Like, before you meet the family, before you meet the kids, before you start calling, you know, meet my friends, I need to know who you are as a person. Yep. In all different environments.
Yeah.
I need to see you. I need to see your true color.
I want to see you.
Correct.
Yeah.
I want to see your character.
But a lot of people don't show their spots until 3 or 4 years
you in
and then
there.
You're like, well, damn, I didn't, you weren't like this in the beginning. Why didn't you show me this before, this side of you?
Yeah.
I think it's fake and false advertisement.
If your character isn't good, your intentions ain't good either.
At all. And, like, that's why, like, I know people who've been in relationships for 6, 7, 8, 9, even up to 10+ years. And, you know, no marriage came out of that, or either the marriage came later than that. But the thing out of this is, I mean, they were still doing themselves respectfully, but it allowed them to see that other person and to ensure, like, okay, this is what I want to be in.
But we don't know when to let people go either.
At all. And yes. I think that part comes from, at least for myself, that part comes from not necessarily you wanting to lose that person, but due to the simple fact that you got comfortable in the schedule. So you're not necessarily, if you let go of this person, you're not necessarily going to miss that person.
You're missing,
but you're going to miss what comes with it. Like, you're not going to wake up to a good morning text anymore every day. You're not going to be able to go on these quote-unquote vacations anymore. You're not going to be able to, like, you know, have that one person that you grew comfortable with anymore. But the thing is, which that falls back to, is not fully loving yourself.
Yep, I know that all too well. I feel like you cannot be in a relationship with somebody. I feel like you should not start a relationship with somebody if you don't love yourself, or if you can't make yourself happy, how can you expect somebody else to make you happy? How can you tell them what you want if you don't even know what you want? If you can't tell somebody this expectations,
yeah,
I like this, I want this. I mean, granted, you got to be reasonable when you're with what you're saying, within reason. If you can't tell somebody, okay, for instance, if you can't tell your partner what you like and what you don't like, and you're not comfortable telling them that,
why are you with them?
Because if you in bed with somebody and they're not pleasing you, a lot of times people are going to do one of two things. They're either going to talk shit with their friends.
Yep.
Or they don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. I would rather you tell me, because that's an intimate thing. That's one of the most intimate things you can do and be with somebody, especially if you're with somebody. If I'm not doing something right, or you don't like something, or I don't like something, you should be able to tell your partner so that way your partner can fix it or guide them to fixing it. Don't worry about their ego or how they're going to feel, because now you're just prolonging the inevitable.
Yep.
Like, that's terrible.
And, like, prolonging that, it doesn't help the situation.
It only makes it worse.
At all. And, like, that's what I was so afraid of, because of the fact that, okay, as you said, that person didn't have their shit together. Or the simple fact that I knew, like, I involved myself with people that I knew weren't for me. But I still, just because of the fact I was comfortable with the schedule that we had, or the form of relationship that we had, I got so comfortable with that I allowed it to just be as is. And so, and instead of that, instead of telling them how I really felt, I tried to protect their feelings, because they've expressed how they've been hurt, all the shit that they got going on to this day, like all of the feelings that they let go by and all of that stuff. But I was like, oh, shit, let me get my cape on, you know?
But that's not right either.
Yeah, at all. Because I'm just trying to make that person feel good for the moment, at that time.
And that's not good, because now you're lying, you're going down the wrong path, and now what this person think is that they're doing good, or whatever the case may be.
Or that they got a good relationship going.
And in all actuality, they don't. I'd rather me personally.
Yeah.
If you don't like something, I'd rather you hurt my feelings or be 100% honest with me. Just be real.
Yeah, just be real.
And let me get over my feelings like that, if you being brutally honest, than for you to lie to me to my face, and then I find out about it later, and then I'm going back, and I'm a Virgo, so I that shit runs through my head, and I'm like, damn, so this happened for the, and I won't let the shit go. It'll just constantly be going through my head, some crazy shit, and then I start thinking about different scenarios, and then I'm racking my mind about some shit when I didn't even have to do that, because you could have just kept it honest with me.
Yeah.
Period.
And see, like, for me, I'm speaking from, like, my younger perspective. And that's what I had to realize, was like, lying not gonna get you nowhere but into a bigger lie. And then when the shit hit the fan, like, you just gonna be sitting there with a stupid face on.
Because you gotta lie to cover up the lie, to cover up another lie. And then you gotta remember, did you lie? And then pretty soon you get, you lying
you
so much.
Forget.
You gonna forget.
You gonna forget.
But you believe your own lie.
That's the truth.
You lie so much, lie. You start believing your own shit. You be
exactly.
like, damn, no.
You said, damn, I said that.
Just tell the truth. I am a brutally honest person.
You gotta be, and even if it hurts another person,
fuck it.
Like,
I do not care.
He don't care.
I do not care, yo.
But I mean, like, you true, like, that's
presentation
that's true.
Is everything, though.
Yeah,
presentation
see,
is everything.
I
be honest,
see,
his presentation isn't always the best. I think
mine
his presentation,
definitely isn't.
His presentation
mine
is like
isn't.
Just.
Like, it just
raw.
Is what it is.
No,
like,
it
gotta
is just
be raw sometimes.
Brutally raw. There's
but
a there's
it
a
has
way to,
to be.
It is, but there's a way to present it to people.
No.
You have to. Yes, it is. There's a
no.
Yes, there's a way you present stuff to people, because some people you can't. You got to remember every mental
gotta,
health.
Yeah.
Mental health is a big thing now.
Yep.
And the first thing that everybody runs to is mental health. Mental health. Mental health.
Fuck that mental health.
That's wrong.
Well, hold
that's
on.
Wrong.
Check this.
That's wrong.
How would you feel if you told a woman that is literally showing you mentally, physically, spiritually, like all of this stuff, that she is for you, but you're not feeling it, right? So how would you feel if you showed that woman, and if you told that woman, hey, look, fuck all of that. You ain't for me, shawty. Like, this not that, and this ain't, like,
that's,
this ain't it.
That's wrong. It's right,
and
but
then,
it's wrong.
Exactly. It is right, but if I get that. I get that.
Yeah.
But if you tell her that straight up, and you just say it just like that, not saying that your approach was wrong, because that's just how you was feeling and you're expressing your feelings, but let's just say, how would you feel if after telling her that, you find out the next day that after you told her that, she killed herself?
Me personally?
Bro, oh my God.
Hey.
Hold on. Here we go.
Me personally?
Yes,
yeah.
You personally.
Yes.
Not a care in the
bro.
Presentation is everything.
Go ahead.
I mean, I get it. Presentation is everything.
Presentation, because you got to remember, I think you can tell people, you ain't got to be all, well, you know, I don't think we need to be together. You ain't got to do all that.
Yeah.
But you got to take into consideration some people can't handle.
They can't handle that.
How
no.
raw you are.
Which is fine. But were you going to off yourself before me? Before you met me? Was you going to suicide
okay,
before me?
But
things change.
Have you been thinking
change?
About it as, look.
Bro, you got to understand.
What God has for you is, you know it. You feel it
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
If I ain't feel it. Bruh, I'm not about to drag you on this long.
Yeah, so you're not going to lead it on to the
no,
point where it gets there anyway.
I got too much going for me to drag you behind. No baggage.
Yeah,
like, I
yeah.
cannot support another
person.
I'm not going to say I cannot. I will not support another, I don't want to say loser. That's a bad word.
But person. We'll say
person.
Person.
You know, like, I
person.
It's,
you don't want extra baggage.
Because you already got to deal with your own stuff.
Oh, no. Like, when I cut shit, I cut.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Done,
of course.
Over.
Of course.
We're not
yeah.
talking. Like,
at all.
Delete, block,
bye.
Delete,
block,
bye.
Like, done.
You don't exist. Like,
yeah.
you know, if I see you in the street
like
and
my,
I can't stop, you
hey,
can hit.
Like my
that's
mom
it.
Like my mom used to say, look at that motherfucker as if they ain't there.
Yeah.
As if they glass, you seeing through them.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey.
I've done it one too
but,
many times to
yeah.
understand that, hey, when God say move, I'm out.
Out.
See, but I see. I think that's see, and I had just posted something like that on my social media.
I am going.
That
man.
That for me, I learned that about myself. My strength and my weakness is that I care too much about people and their feelings, and I involve myself in. I inject myself too much into what they have going on. So whatever they feeling, I know I shouldn't take it personally, but I take it upon myself, like as if I'm taking their weight off their shoulders and putting it on me.
Yes.
I get involved too much.
I,
and I feel like, yes, you should know when to be like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's easy. Some things are easier said than done. I wish I was a little bit more raw like that. And it could be, you know, it takes me time. But I know that about myself now that I didn't know before.
But I got to the point where I was just tired, yo. Like,
yeah.
You know, I felt like I was enabling this person the entire way. Like, I got you.
Yeah.
Like, point blank, period. No matter what it is. But if you're not trying to get yourself, like...
Now you just got another kid.
Exactly.
Yo.
And now I'm raising two kids, one an adult. But you get what I'm saying? Like, it's...
Yeah.
That's exhausting.
It's not...
I can see how that mentally and physically wears
you
down.
I no longer have the mindset to put up with stupidity.
Yeah.
Ignorance. Like, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just... It's not worth it. I put my time into so much crap all day long. I can't put any, you know, I can't put my time into anything else that's not benefiting, you know, me or my family. Or my friends, for that matter.
Yeah.
Some of them are family. So.
And, like, for myself, momentarily, I'm going to get into this question that a listener asked me. But... I think for me, like, it had gotten to a point to where, because I do have a big heart. I do care a lot. I do feel these feelings. I can't, number one, say I've been in love. I can definitely say that, for sure.
Even though you've said, I love
you. Yeah, even though I've told people I love them. But what I realize is that...
You have love for
them. I have love for them, exactly. But so, I've told people that I love them. To my knowledge, I've never told anyone that I was in love with them. And if I did, it was a lie. I'm just being for real. If I did, it was a lie. But, like, I can't say that I've ever been in love. Now, number one, going back to what we said earlier, based off of my relationships that I saw growing up, I never saw growing up into the man that I am today a true relationship, like a healthy one. But now, like, I also feel that a healthy relationship is not based on relationships that you saw.
Man.
It's based on what you feel you need as a person. That you feel that you need as a person and that you want, like, the things that comfort you and make you feel like, yo, this what I need.
But your healthy is different from my healthy.
Exactly.
Everybody,
and his healthy is different from yours and mine.
And that's, I think that's what people get that misconstrued. The same thing with the word normal.
Yeah.
Your normal, what is normal? Your normal is different from my normal. Everybody's definition is different because we all see it through different eyes.
Exactly.
And we all interpret it in different things.
Live in the same building, but we got different views.
I used to get stuck, right? So I always view my parents' relationship as, like, the best ever.
Yeah.
They've been married for damn near 74 years.
God.
Relationship goals.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, wait. They've been married for how long?
74.
74.
74.
74.
You know what they always say? And he just renewed his vows to her, like, a year ago.
All right, go ahead. I'm going to let you say what you got to say, but go ahead.
His, you know, he a preacher, so, you know, he big on...
I got you.
God, like, God always has to be the center of the relationship, right?
It has to, yeah, for sure.
That's where I ran into a couple issues, because I am a very... church-going, God-fearing person.
Uh-huh.
You don't meet too many of them.
Especially not today. You got people worshiping the devil.
What?
You know,
I don't know how they getting by in life,
they
but hey,
doing,
more
know,
power to
all,
you.
All kind of, you know, demonic
yeah,
things, man.
For sure.
And it just got to the point where I am not going to force you to come to church with me. I'll ask if you don't want to go. That's
dead. That's it.
That's on you.
If you can't read the Bible with me, if you don't want to do Bible study with me, if you don't want to, I feel you.
It's bigger than
us.
Us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what a lot of relationships are lacking in this generation, is they try to make it about themselves.
Yep.
And they're missing the bigger
picture.
And like, that's what, I guess as I grew older, I realized all of the things that go into effect into a relationship. Your baggage, like, because like when it's a relationship, you got to be willing to work with that other person.
Yep.
It's never always going to be nice. Never. It's always going to have downs and ups. So when you're working in a relationship with someone, you got to find somebody that you're quote unquote ready to deal with and ready to accept their flaws and ready to accept all of that. But I mean, that's just my outlook on it. But overall, let's just go ahead and move into this question that a listener asked, which was, why is it that women feel like they pick the man, but the man can't choose them?
Well, I guess I'm the only woman on here.
Yeah.
I think that question, that's a really good question. I think we have it mistaken that we think that we choose the man. But if you look at it, a lot of us are not married. Yeah. So clearly, we don't choose our men. And half the ones, majority of the time, the ones that we do pick are always wrong. For whatever reason. Whether it's timing, whether it's them cheating, or whether it's whatever. It's not necessarily have to do with negatives on the male. It could be negatives on our part as well. We're not perfect either. I think the man picks the woman that he wants to marry. And we're in a generation now where a lot of people think they want to be married, but they don't, because they don't hold marriage to the standards that it used to be. Yeah. Marriage is like an accessory. It's something that people, you like a ring. It doesn't symbolize anything anymore. It's a title. It's a, how big of a ring are you going to get me? How big of a wedding are we going to have?
It's not what
who's all going to come?
Yeah.
Who's all going to see my lavish wedding that I can't even afford? Because we talked about that earlier today, too, when we were at the beach. So I don't think that we choose the men. I think the men choose the women, because in all actuality, who proposes to who? The man proposes.
Shit, there's been a lot of women proposing to dudes nowadays.
Right,
roles, and they trying to normalize
roles
that shit.
Roles have reversed. But in all actuality, when you really think about it, when a man has found the woman that he wants to be with the rest of his life, his soulmate, his partner, his friend, he asks her to do what? To lock it in.
Yeah.
Everybody's different. That's not saying that marriage is for everybody. Sometimes some people can be in a relationship for a very long time and not be married, not have that, because they feel like that ruins it or whatever the case may be. Everybody's feelings are different. But I do think a man picks the woman that he wants to be with. Some people pick them multiple times, but I don't know. That's not here nor there. But I think a man picks the woman. That's my opinion. I feel like, look at Sierra. She asked God for what she thought was her perfect man, but and look at how many frogs she had to kiss.
Hey, God,
to get to that right?
Look God at how many, sent her future.
Look at what she had to go through.
Yeah.
To get
true.
Right one. And the right one wasn't because she picked Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson picked her.
Yeah, because he had to see her attractive as well.
You see what I'm saying? And now look at their relationship.
And that's,
I know some women ain't going to agree with me saying that, but that's my personal opinion. I think a man picks a woman.
All right. Well, with that being said, I'll ask this question. And this is for you. So, with that being said, that a man picks a woman, why is it that women set so many standards to the man that they want to choose them? Even if, like, let's just say, for instance, and this is getting into another question that someone asked me that I tried to reply to myself, but like I tried to give the best answer I could, but I just really couldn't. So why is it that, because I literally answered it with stability, and them finding stability more attractive. But why is it that a woman wants a man who's making six figures, drives a nice car, has a dope-ass house, even if that woman is not capable of doing the same thing for themselves? Let's say Shorty has like a $30,000 job. She driving a...
They're not an equal match.
Yeah, they're not equal at all.
I don't think that's... Not that you can't be with somebody who is successful or who's not as successful. I think that that's ridiculous. I think whether some people do it to be a gold digger or to be taken care of for security, whatever the case may be, I feel like that's what we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
What can you come to the table with? Yes, and that's a conversation that needs to be had. Okay, so say I meet a guy and, like you said, he makes 6-7 figures and I'm working, I only make what, $60,000 a year?
Yeah.
I don't even come nowhere near close to making anything of what he makes. However, if we're coming to the table and we're laying our cards out, I may not be his equal when it comes to money, but that's where other things come into place.
Yeah,
like what else can I bring to the table?
Peace, happiness,
right,
joy.
It's gotta be something. So I may not meet him on the same financial stability level,
yeah,
but I may do something else that's for him equal enough to be like, all right, you don't worry about it. As long as you know you're doing this or this, you know, you don't have to make the same amount. That's the same thing for women too.
Yeah,
a woman
can
make six figures, and a man, she could be with a man who doesn't make that much.
Yeah,
it's not all about how much money you make.
And that's real.
And I feel like some women's standards are a little bit excessive.
Yeah.
A little bit excessive. Like, they're a little bit like, come on.
It's way beyond their means.
Correct. Like, come on now. Seriously, sis? Be for real with yourself. But that's like a guy who wants to have his cake and eat it too.
True.
You want the luxury of a woman to take care of your home and your kids, if you have any or if you choose to have any, or take care of the home front and make sure that, you know, you're taken care of, not just mentally, physically, but emotionally. But then you want to go out and step out and be with Thotty Pot over here because she can bust it wide open and do 10 different things. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't have the home life and the street life. You can't have both.
Yeah.
It's one or the other.
Yeah.
You're either gonna have the street life and bounce around and date freely.
Yeah. Date freely.
And not have that restriction of being held down or commitment. A big word that nobody likes to say, or
it's an entanglement
or you're gonna have the home life, but you just you can't have your cake and eat it too. Just like women can't have the standards of having a perfect man and doing everything and being responsible for everything. That's unrealistic.
True.
It's a 50-50 partnership. I feel like a man shouldn't have to pay for everything. Should he do the basic standard things like open the door, be courteous, be respectful, be a gentleman? Yes. And I think a lot of women don't know their worth because they don't allow men, they don't have men treat them. If a man asks me on a date right now and he doesn't open my door, our date is done.
That's it.
Our date is done.
Period. End of it, yeah.
Because if you can't even do the basic small thing of as to open my door for me, or greet me, or walk me to my door at the
end.
Can't
ask him to do more.
That's simple. That's basic. Period. If you can't do that, we don't need to go any further. That's a red flag right there.
True.
But a man can't expect a woman to be, all right, it's a woman's job to cook. It's not a woman's job to
cook.
It's
not. No. I enjoy cooking.
I honestly enjoy that. I hate cooking. If I could have somebody, a man, cook for me, I will clean the house and I'll do the dishes. Okay? I can cook, I just don't enjoy cooking. I don't find the passion in it.
That junk, it's
in
relaxing.
That way, I would definitely switch roles.
But I definitely don't enjoy cleaning, though.
I'm just saying.
I hate cleaning.
I feel like a bad thing that some roles have gotten reversed.
Yeah.
It's not a complete terrible thing, but I don't think it's a complete bad thing. When it comes to certain things like cooking, don't ask me to cook you, because I really don't want to.
Yeah.
Cleaning the house, I'll do that shit all day, every day.
True, 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 true.
all day, every day.
For sure. I feel you.
And that's where the person, if I get into a relationship with somebody, you're going to have to, that's going to have to be, don't expect me to cook. I will cook, but don't have that be an expectation for me, because I'm going to tell you right now, that shit is out the window. I will clean the house all fucking day until you can eat off the floor. But you're going to have to meet me somewhere. You're going to have to.
You got to find that happy medium.
Happy medium somewhere. Something got to give.
Yeah.
You got to be realistic with your expectations and your goals and your things that you want between a man and a woman. Or a man and a man and a woman and a woman. I'm just getting it out there for everyone.
I mean, like, yeah, whatever it is. Like, your relationship. Like, whatever it is. But, bro, I got you. Are you ready?
Go for it.
Here we go. So, when it comes to a woman and her independence, because ever since Webby came out with that song, bro, it's been a lot of independent motherfuckers that's been, you know, like, doing their thing and whatnot. And I'm not saying there's anything against that, but, like, I'm just saying, like, too much of an independent woman for me, it's not, I'm not going to say it's a turnoff.
It's unattractive.
But it definitely is not necessarily attractive. Like, look, don't rush to get to the door. Let me open that for you. Like, don't just snatch that door open when we're getting out the car. Let me open that. Don't just be so quick to sit down. Let me slide your chair out for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, simple things like that. Oh, it's raining outside? Okay, I'll go get the car. That's cool. Whatever. I don't care. But, so, with a woman's independence, how do you feel like you correct that? How do you show them that a woman, this is the primary question, how do you show a woman that they need a man? Because, I mean, that's at the end of the day, at the end of the day, and I'm not trying to make this overall male's question. I'm not trying to make it seem like men are superior than women, because I don't believe that.
You're probably not looking for.
No, I just want your answer, like, for real. But how do you feel that a man corrects, fixes that, or just necessarily vibes with that independent woman thing?
So, in all honesty, there is no correction, right?
At all.
Out of a man's rib was Eve.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, God made Eve out of Adam's rib.
Yeah. And before you go any further, I'm sorry for interrupting, but before you go any further...
Because you know what I'm about to say.
Before you go any further, I feel that has been forgotten.
It has. At the end of the day, Eve was created out of Adam's rib.
Yeah.
Not to walk in front of or behind, but...
But beside.
Beside. Like, this independent stuff has kind of taken over, because what's happening in your home.
Yo.
Is what you're, you know, portray.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if there is no father figure and your mother is doing all the work, all you know is your mother being independent, getting the job done. 9 times out of 10, you're growing up independent, getting the job done.
At least in our community.
And in others.
Yeah, and in others, but...
But, yeah. At the end of the day, we're supposed to be together.
Yeah.
You know, everything is supposed to be together. The issue that arises is... Sometimes the man feels like they need to be first. Sometimes the women feel like they need to be first. Sometimes the men feel like they can do everything. Sometimes the women feel like they can do everything. In actuality, it was never intended for the woman to do the man's job.
Mm-hmm.
unfortunately, we got some shitty ass men in this world.
Shitty.
For sure.
Who can't do the job that they're assigned to do, so the women has to take over. They have to be the mother, the father, the cooker, the cleaner, the tough love, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They have to do it all, and it shouldn't be that. You know, unfortunately, you can't take the independence out of a woman who've never been showed what togetherness looks like.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, in my personal opinion, it has to be together.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care too much for independence. Like, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand your story.
Because shit still got to get done regardless of the world don't move.
But at the end of the day, this is how God assigned it, and this is how it needs to be. Like, we need to walk step in step, hand in hand, side by side. I don't get there without you.
And you don't get there without me.
You don't get there without me.
Yep. Okay. I'll accept that. And I definitely understand that, and I feel that, because that is my part as well. I feel that. I completely agree with that, as I do with you, sis. So, for me, growing up in a single-parent household, I feel that not all women can raise a man.
Mm-hmm.
And not all men or all men can raise a woman. Because there are single men out there that are raising their daughters, and there are single women out there that are raising their sons. And the world is starting to embrace that so much. Now, no, I don't feel any type of way about any lesbians, any homosexuals, any transgenders, or anything. Because I do believe that you are able to speak freely on yourself. But if, as a woman, you're trying to raise a king who is going to date women, and if, as a man, you are trying to raise a queen who are going to date men, there are things that you have to introduce to that person and show, as we spoke on earlier, as a woman with you and your son, you can't show him, regardless of whatever you do, you can't allow him to see if you were out here having sex left and right. You can't let him see men like just coming, different men coming in and out. Because then you're gonna create a terrorist. A little terrorist.
He's gonna think that's a norm.
Yeah, that's a norm. Like, he's gonna grow up thinking that that's a norm. And if there's a single man out there that's raising his daughter, you cannot let her see you bringing in different women each and every night.
Which is why we were telling you earlier, when you have a child, your
perspective changes.
Your mentality changes. Like I said, my first child was a girl, and when I tell you before her, I was like all over fucking creation. That's what I mean. But when I had her, like, I knew personally I had to stop.
Yeah.
Like, going crazy. You know. But when I had my son, it was a whole different ball game.
Did you feel like you had to go crazy again, though?
No.
Why?
I grew up.
I get that.
But you were also raising a male.
But you raising a man.
But I was doing it by myself.
I get that. But you raising a man that you don't want no simp-ass son. You don't want no soft son.
No, you don't.
Exactly. So you want your son to be an alpha male, right? You want your son to be somebody who can stand up for himself, take care of himself, produce, take care of everything on his own, and create things on his own, right?
Not yet.
Not yet, but I'm saying you want him to know how to do that, right? That's the end goal.
Okay,
so let me ask you this. Why would you not show him how to manipulate women, how to be able to get any woman that he wants, how to be able to get any position that he wants, how to be able to succeed when he wants?
That's not how I'm built.
But I'm saying, why wouldn't you show him that?
That's not how I'm built.
I get that. So, I get that.
I think what you're trying to say, or at least what I'm taking from it, is if you did those things.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you teach him your ways? So I understand you say you grew up when you had both of them. You grew up, but you had to change because you had a daughter, right? That she became correct. She became your queen.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. you changed in a different way for your daughter than you did for your son. Obviously, you had them at different ages. You have to grow up no matter what when you have kids. Period. But now that you have a son, you wouldn't show your daughter what you would show your what you wouldn't teach your daughter what you would teach your son, like. I wouldn't teach, if I had a daughter, I wouldn't teach her, I'm not saying I do this specifically, but from a woman's perspective, I wouldn't show my daughter how to shake her ass or move her body or dress a specific type of way or, you get what I'm saying? The things that we do as adults, male and female, we don't show our children those things. So, for instance, for him being the age that he is and dating different women, or whatever, any guy, you're not going to show your child how to cheat. You're not going to show them how to pick up multiple women. You're not going to show them how to sleep around. You're not going to show them how to not get caught. You're not going to show, a woman's not going to show her daughter how to get a man to pay for everything. Granted, there are some people that do that, but
they definitely are.
But do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, you're not going to show them the negative things that you do.
I don't show my son the negative stuff because I no longer do the negative stuff.
Okay.
Like, it's...
So what you're saying is you learn from your mistakes.
Absolutely.
Okay. But you grew up. You still turned out great. You still got all of your successes.
Praise God.
Yeah, definitely. But I'm saying you still got everything that you asked for plus some. So if you turned out all right and you feel that you showing him the ins and outs.
Why would you show him your old
why
ways?
Why not show him your old ways?
Because it's not the same for everyone.
Yeah.
It's not, like... I feel like my son will have it harder than how I did.
Yeah.
Because even though I grew up with no mother and father, I grew up with grandparents.
Yeah.
He has his father. Maybe not his mother, you know.
Yeah.
Fuck her, but...
Oh, shit.
Hey, you know, we real, right?
Hey. Yeah, it's just real.
But he has, to me, the best thing he could ever have.
At least one.
At this point, yeah.
At least one, you know, at this point in his 4-year-old life. Like, I know what I did wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm not about to show him what I did wrong. I'm going to show him everything I did right.
And that you learned, what you learned from doing wrong.
And by the grace of God, he's going to continue down this path and only get, like, better. Now, granted, once you're out of my house,
I can't control it.
What you do. But just know, every mistake you make has a consequence. Yeah. One of those consequences won't lead you back to my house.
To your doorstep at all.
It's gonna lead to you on your own trying to figure that shit out. Granted, you know, I love you. Always. But there's a point where you gotta cut that shit off.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you know, I think I'm doing great.
Yeah.
He's great. No issues.
If he good, you good.
Exactly. But I know there's going to come a time where what I say ain't going to matter to him. He's going to do what he want.
Yeah.
And that's the day I cut that shit off.
Because, I mean, you did it.
I did, and they cut me off.
Exactly. And I know I did it, but my mom would probably still be like, I still remember when he, but you know, like,
but God had to humble me,
yeah,
for me to understand that, hey, this is not the life you really
need and that you want. Exactly.
It's not the same, like, you know. And I always say, what I thought I wanted wasn't what I needed. But now that I have what I need, forget all the stuff I want. Like, it's like I said, I got what I need. It may not be in the form, in the way that I wanted it to be. It's just in the way that I need it to be.
Yeah.
Right now, unless God says something else. Until then, I'm cool.
Because, like, you had your moments. And, like, all I can do is just speak of growing up in a single-parent household. And, like, when my mom was gone on military duty, she sent me to my grandparents, which luckily we was in the same town. But I can say this. While growing up with my grandparents, I was able to learn things from my aunts and uncles.
Yeah.
And while growing up with my mom, I was able to learn stuff from her friends. I can only remember and recollect, and I don't honestly, I'll only say one relationship that she was in, which was most recently, like a couple of years back. And the other one, I think he was just more so like a friend. But it was just more so just different. You know, like hearing some of my classmates talk about, oh, yeah, me, my mom, and my dad are going to do such and such. We're going to such and such. We're about to do such and such, you know? And so, at that age, at the young, tender age, I was, like, hearing that, and I would get jealous. I would get so pissed off. Like, damn, mama, like, go get you, go bag you something, you know? Like, go get you a dude. Do your thing. But then I had to, like, realize, like, yo, this isn't about me. This isn't about what I want. This is not about my wants and needs. It's about her wants and needs. And also, I had to understand what's going to help me in the long run. Because luckily, like, that saying that it takes a village
to raise a child.
That saying, it takes a village.
Sir,
let me tell you, I've been passed through that village. Okay,
very true.
It is, because like you have to have people on your backside, you have to have supporting figures, you have to know like who you trust. Because one thing I've seen and that I've understood is that it's not just your parent or parents; it is who you trust as well,
and who you have around your kids.
Yes,
what you allow them, what you expose them to.
Yep, because I was spending time with one of my mentors a few days ago, really a week ago now that I think about it. It was a week ago, and he was telling me about his daughter and how she's seen things that a child her age should not see. She's been around adult conversations and all of that good stuff. But she shouldn't be witnessing these things. She shouldn't be seeing these things. And how he had to correct that. And he was on deployment during these times. But still, at the end of the day,
it's hard to undo it. It's hard to undo those things.
Yeah, it is hard to undo them. And it's hard to fix. But, like, at the end of the day, he's doing his part. You know? And that was... That's one of the things why I'm so close with my guy, because he always did his part regardless. He always set his best foot forward. And so I guess like when it all boils down, what I'm trying to touch on is how overall can you just allow someone who you know is not going in the right direction to continue on going in that wrong direction without trying to correct it? Because I do understand that overall, in the long run, it's gonna go in the wrong direction. Like, after a while, like, you're gonna get to that point to where, like, there's nothing you can do.
That's just people turning a blind eye because they don't want to get involved. They don't want to deal with what comes along with getting involved.
Yeah.
People being selfish.
Yep.
What it boils down to is people being selfish. People see crimes. People see things that they can help or that they can do, they can assist with or whatever the case may be, but they choose not to because they don't want to get involved. They don't want to deal with the consequences.
But even if you get involved, your plan for that person is not the ultimate plan.
Exactly.
For
that person.
That person. Like,
yep.
You know, it's... I could have been raised differently. I should have been raised differently, in my opinion. Like, everybody wants to be raised by both of their parents.
Yeah.
Right? But it doesn't happen all...
At all.
...the time. You know what I'm saying? I lost both parents at 4 years old.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So, my grandparents has been, you know, raised me from 4 all the way to 22, and then, you know, kicked me out the door.
It was all you from there.
But you know what I'm saying? So, I know what it's like to not have a parent at 4 years old.
Yeah.
My son is 4. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, so I see how you can.
I cannot not be there for you. You know what I'm saying? You're like the one thing I cherish more than anything in the world. Like, I know what it's like not to have your parents around. I cannot do you the same way. It does not.
You refuse.
In every ounce of my body.
Yeah.
I refuse. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So, it's... It starts at home, man. Like, everything starts at home.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you learn racism at home.
Yeah.
You learn, you know, how to love at home. You know, if you don't see love at home, you're not going to love.
You're not going to know what love is.
It doesn't exist. You know what I'm saying? Like, you learn how to respect at home.
Yep.
How to be respectable at home. How to earn respect. How to give it. You know, the whole shebang. Everything happens at home. In my house. Why you under my roof?
You definitely gonna respect me.
You gonna learn.
Yo.
You gonna learn every right that I know.
Yeah.
Cause you're not gonna learn every wrong.
At all.
At all. I'm gonna teach you how to
do it. There we go again. At all.
That's true though. I'm gonna teach you how to do it the right way.
Yeah.
Cause I've done it the wrong way for
so too I'm many, gonna try to make it easier
too
for
many
you.
Years.
I'm gonna try to make it easier for you so you learn the proper way
correctly. And these kids learn at a higher rate than we do.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We did when we were kids, you know?
Of course.
But I got his best interest at heart at all times.
Yeah. Well, before we get out of here, let me give you the opportunity, you know. Tell people where you can find your music at if you want to. If not, hey, so be it. But I'm going to let you have that opportunity.
Man, you can find my music on every digital media music outlet under the name Collins, all caps.
With a C.
With a C.
With a C.
With a C. Instagram, at I Just Want to Sing. Facebook, under Mel Collins. You can find the same thing. New album on the way.
Okay. Sis, if you wanna.
If you don't,
alright, cool. So be it. That is what it is.
I'm just supporting my brothers. Music and podcasts. I'm here for the support.
That's cool.
Look out for the single.
Hey, there it is. But hey, definitely I appreciate everybody who listens. I definitely appreciate y'all who have been supporting along the way. I appreciate your questions. And so with that, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and close it out. So y'all have a blessed day, a blessed evening, a blessed life, and let's continue on getting better. Peace.